Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are a value customer, then you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. At the bottom of the hour, friend of the show, from the LA Times, covers the Lakers. Our man Brad Turner will join us, and we can get into the Anthony Davis trade potential and possibilities with him and all things Lakers. So that should be a lot of fun. But Rob, we got to go to the news of the evening, and that is that Bruce Arians has stepped down as coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Really surprising considering that Tom Brady, just decided a few weeks ago that he was coming back to the team to play. And so Todd Bowles gets the job, Rob, and he becomes the fourth African-American head coach, if you count Mike McDaniels in Miami. And that joins Lovie Smith, Mike Tomlin, and Todd Bowles, along with McDaniels, other coaches of color, Robert Saleh and Ron Rivera. Arians gave a very interesting quote, Rob, to Peter King, Rob G. This is to Peter King about his decision and how they came about to name Todd Bowles as his successor. And here's what Arian said, Rob. He said that succession has always been huge for me. This is a direct quote. With the organization in probably the best shape it's been in its history, with Tom Brady coming back, I'd rather see Todd Bowles in position to be successful and not have to take a crappy job. I'm probably retiring next year anyway in February, so I control the narrative right now. I don't control it next February because if Brady gets hurt, we go 10-7 and it's an open interview for the job. He's like, I got 31 coaches and their families that depend on me. My wife is big on not letting all those families down. So I love that quote, Rob. Like, he's right. He had control. I guess he could control who his successor was going to be. And whereas if he just, you know, quit in February or whatever, then obviously the organization just moves on and they do what they want. So I actually like that from Arians to get Bowles in there. Remember, he coached the Jets. So he's getting a second shot, which not a lot of African-American coaches get. So I think this was a good, very good move by Arians.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think that he's trying to get a lot more credit than he probably deserves because, Chris, he doesn't have, if the organization and ownership didn't want Todd Bowles, no matter what he said when he decided to quit, they could go out and get their own coach. And so I'm not... Like he's, oh, I put Todd Bowles here. I'm looking out for everybody. I just did that. I kind of don't like that narrative and that sound because he doesn't own the team. Right. And they still don't have to hire Todd Bowles, even if he goes in there and says, I'm retiring. I want Todd Bowles to take over. He doesn't have final say. So it sounds nice like he did Todd Bowles a solid. Todd Bowles has already been hired in the NFL with the Jets, so he has a little bit of a track record, not a great one, but still he had been a coach and elevated at one point in his career. It just kind of sounds a little self-absorbed that he's, look at what I've done. Look at what I just did a solid for Todd Bowles by quitting now. And I don't know how much power he has to dictate to ownership who the coach is. And number two, I just wonder about Rich Ohrenberger on this very radio station, on this radio network, you know, said that there were issues between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. I just wonder if there's anything to that, you know, like maybe they did have some sort of problems going on and he doesn't want to deal with it. I'm just curious as to why he would retire here and now but stick around and not want to coach. So there's a lot of stuff there. It sounds great on the surface. What a great guy he is. And look at what he did for Todd Bowles. I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, the Ohrenberger, that's interesting. You know, obviously they had issues even when, you know, Brady was there in the first place. Or, you know, people made – I don't think they had huge issues. I think, you know, Arians is blunt. And he said what he said in the press and people – felt like that would bother Brady and made something out of it that it didn't seem was there. But, yeah, they may have. I mean, you know, after that, I don't know. But I think you make a good point. And I think what you said is very possible. I don't know what the truth is. Is it that – because, you know, he's a consultant, so it sounds like he would have some say that they would respect. But you are right that it's not like it's a week before the season. And you right. could, you know, they can't go out and get somebody. So that's a good point. I give
this,
you that.
This like
I don't
five,
know if it's
right,
true or not,
or
but that is
a
plausible. Right. It's very plausible that that may have happened. What do you think the impact will be on the Buccaneers with this?
I mean, if you stay in the course and you still got Leftwich, right, and, yep. and Todd Bowles ran the defense, you would assume that it would kind of stay the course, right? And that's probably why ownership signed off on it, you know, like to not upset the apple cart. But that doesn't mean that, I don't know, did they sign Todd Bowles to a 4-year contract today? I don't, you know what I mean? Or is he just on this year, Chris, to take over, and then they'll see. So I would need to see. If Todd Bowles got a new four-year contract, then I'm speaking I'll give Tampa Bay credit, but I don't believe he got
He did not. Do we know anything about his contract, Rob G?
Rob G, have you seen
There
anything?
Has been no extension. It's just the way that it reads. See? Exactly how you said it, Rob. He's taking over for this season and going forward, but
that's what
there's nothing in writing that
saying
says
this season and going forward.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? That's why I'm skeptical of the whole thing, and I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Right.
You know, Rich is the one who put that out there. I know they pushed back on it. Bruce Arians did that. Maybe it was, you know, don't buy into that stuff. But Rich Ornberger is played in the league, knows a lot of people in the league. I respect his insight. You know that.
Did
maybe
he say
he talked to somebody?
No, Bowles has two more years. But I would assume he's got to be getting a raise.
Oh yeah,
because if he's not getting a raise, that's just downright disrespectful.
No, no, if you're the head coach, they got to rework that contract.
Right. They got to rework that contract. So maybe not the length, but certainly the money has to change. But yeah, did Ornberger say specifically, or he just kind of said there were issues?
Let me see. It says, okay, here's a quote I'm reading from. This is the Tom Brady Bruce Arians honeymoon was over in Tampa Bay. The relationship was sour, said Ornberger. He tweeted, adding that Brady and the Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich felt undermined this season when Arians would make edits to their offensive game plan. Brady felt undermined. Yeah, him and Leftwich. That's the quote right there.
Oh, okay.
That he tweeted. So that was just part of it. That Brady didn't like the offense or that it was being altered by Arians and him and Leftwich didn't like it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's something from Sam Farmer of the LA Times. Tom Brady's decision to unretire helped cement the decision for Arians because the coach wanted to hand over a Super Bowl caliber team to Todd Bowles. Okay, so that's what Sam Farmer tweeted. So that's along the same lines as the narrative that, you know, Arians put out there on that quote. So, you know, we don't know. Is that true? Maybe. But what you said is plausible, Rob. That's very plausible. Because they do have time to go out and get another head coach if they wanted to. But, you know, I think I would assume that the Buccaneers will still be in good shape. I do think Arians is a good coach. But I think, look, Bowles has been a head coach, so he knows the dynamic that's there. And I like that they gave it to Bowles instead of Leftwich, just because Leftwich, you know, can focus on the offense still solely. And I think that's going to be huge for them, obviously. And so, you know, we'll see what they do with defensive coordinator, but I think that's a good move there. And I would expect that they're still going to be, you know, be as good as they would be if Bruce Arians was there, Rob. We'll see. But they're certainly, you know, they're still in good shape. And it is a nice gesture from Arians, if true. But I guess we'll have to wait and see if hopefully that story comes out, whether or not it is.
Yeah, it's so fluid, and why do it now? If you still felt like you could coach, and you know you got the organization, and you can convince them to let Todd Bowles take over now, why wouldn't he? Can he take over next year? Do you know what I mean? Like after this year, what would be the difference? I don't understand. If they're on board with Todd Bowles, why would they not be on board after they won the Super Bowl next year? Why would they not want to keep it together?
Well, if they win the Super Bowl.
No, I'm just saying, or play well or whatever it is.
Right.
It just
right.
seems a little weird to me. That's all. I you know, the inner workings of hiring people and pushing people along and those things. I'm not saying that Bruce didn't have any, but ownership has a big say on who's going to be the coach. And I don't know how much Bruce Arians can go in and demand that Todd Bowles gets the job. I'm happy he gets another opportunity. So I'm not against the opportunity. I'm just saying I'm not so sure of how much credit he should get.
Well, for Bowles, those out there wondering, he coached the New York Jets for 4 years. First year there, Rob, they were 10-6. Now, he coached briefly in Miami, three games. They were 2-1. But he coached the Jets, and they were 10-6. The previous year, they were 4-12. So he with Rex Ryan. So in 2015, Bowles took over, led them to a 10-6 record, didn't make the playoffs that year, and then it went south from there. 5-11, 5-11, 4-12. And Bowles obviously was fired. So he's certainly not the first coach to fail with the Jets.
The list is too long, even for the internet.
Right, right. But I'm glad he's getting a second shot. He's got a good team. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But it's going to be interesting. That adds another wrinkle to this interesting offseason and interesting situation for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're throwing it out to you. Does Bruce Arians deserve extra credit for making sure the coach who succeeded him in Tampa was black? Or, like Rob said, is he just trying to make himself look good? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and if you are dealing with a dead battery, folks, one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, more fodder for your point of view. I was reading this stuff about Ornberger, Rich Ornberger. You know, he played for 3 years with Brady in New England, and he is great friends with Buccaneers assistant coach A.Q. Shipley. They played together at Penn State, and they're great friends. And so, it sounds like, you know, he hasn't backed off. Remember when he made his claims, Bruce Arians challenged him. And Ornberger doubled down. So I think that your theory sounds good. And now there's rumors out there. Rob G, you can hop in quickly. Rumors out there that Brady, I don't know that they're substantiated. And I don't think they're sourced, right? But that Brady, you know, did Brady have something to do with Aaron's moving on? But like you said, the report that Ornberger said is that Leftwich and Brady would make the offensive game plan, and that they were bothered that Aarons would kind of take a red pen to a lot of it. And so
Rob G, you have anything else to offer or no?
Well, I mean, that had been speculated, but like you said, Chris, there was nothing substantial as to whether or not true. But actually, during the commercial break, towards the end of your last segment, Tom Brady put a lengthy Instagram post about Bruce Arians, thanking him for all he's done, everything like that. So if that is the case, he's doing a great job of covering it up.
Well, you know, Brady's good at that. He covered up Deflategate.
He did cover up Deflategate.
Yes, he did.
Wouldn't be the first and the Tuck rule. Right?
Did he break his phone when they asked him about Bruce Arians?
Like, it's too soon, Rob. Too soon.
Too soon, bro. But you know what I mean. That's why, Chris, when I heard it.
Nah, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to lean toward what you were saying.
Just now, a little bit. Yep. All right, we got a couple calls here.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on this Brady, not Brady, but Bruce Arians stepping down.
Let's go to Paul in Charlotte. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Paul?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
We're great, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Hey, first of all, guys, listen, I've always been a big fan, so it's great to talk to you. I always appreciate your sports takes, but the societal and the social aspects and points of view that you guys bring in today's day and age, man, is so important and so necessary to keep the discourse and the dialogue going and keeping things moving in the right direction. So kudos and hats off for what you guys do for that.
Thank you,
well,
man.
Paul, let me say this, and I think Chris will agree with me. That's what makes this show unique and different. Chris and I will not shy away from things going on in the world, Chris, right?
Right.
Whether we agree on them or not, we will have a conversation and a discussion on all things that are important to people listening. I think that's what we do.
Well, and I think, too, and keep the caller on. Don't drop you. I think it's also, Rob, important. If we agree, we agree. And obviously there's a lot of things we have agreed on in this space. But we also show that you can disagree and still be cool, still be friends, still work to, you know, civilly disagree, even though we get heated sometimes.
No, but that's,
you know,
just
like
the debate
nowadays,
or conversation. Right.
Nowadays in society, people act like you can't disagree. Like, oh my gosh, if you disagree with me, I got to cancel you, or you can't, you know, right. what I mean? Like, you're persona non grata, and it shouldn't be that way. No. So,
but go ahead, Paul.
Appreciate your call.
Yep, thank you. Yep. Go ahead.
You know, and, you know, just again, just what you guys just said, us disagreeing doesn't make us bad people. We just have different
right.
things. But what I wanted to say about Arians, I think Arians did do Bowles a solid in two ways. First and foremost, if Arians were to step away now and another head coach comes in, not Todd Bowles, who knows if they keep Bowles around? And then maybe Bowles falls off of the, you know, kind of being seen for the next year. So I think he does a solid there. But also, maybe Tampa Bay didn't want Bowles to become a free agent next year. If Arians told them, hey, I'm going to step away after this year, then Todd Bowles essentially a year from now is a free agent. And it's almost the same as locking up a guy before his rookie contract's over, get him with that last year, lock him up, and that way teams can't come knocking on your back door and try taking the guy from you. So I think what Arians did, if it is on the up and up, did Todd Bowles a solid in both directions.
Well, certainly if it's on the up and up, he did. Yeah. I think Rob just makes a good point that, you know, does Arians have that much power?
If they didn't want him, Chris, it does, right. there's plenty of time to get a coach. What if, I don't know, what if they decided we want John Gruden back? I'm just saying.
I mean, right? Sean Payton's out there. You
Sean
don't think
Payton,
he might
exactly.
take a sniff at coaching Tom Brady, you know?
Or so, somebody yeah. big name decides that they want to coach. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
We got a Todd Bowles, but we got a Sean Payton got some. All right, let's hear from Rob G. He's got some.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about Todd Bowles getting this new gig and what it meant for him going forward. Is this a temp thing? Is this a long-time thing? Adam Schefter just tweeted out earlier today, the Tampa Bay Bucks ripped up the 2-year contract he currently had, signed him to a new 5-year contract
okay. wow.
as a head coach for the Tampa wow. Bay Buccaneers.
That's great.
No, that's
5 years.
It's not a BS deal. You know what I mean? Where you're just taking over. They're going to let him be head coach.
You know what? I bet there had been talk, Rob. And again, whether Arians is he might be exaggerating the situation, right? Embellishing it. But I bet you that Arians had talked with ownership about, you know, look, Bowles, you know, just I think I could be wrong, but I bet that he had talked to them about Bowles as a head coach, or there had been conversations. I can't imagine that Arians just went to them today or yesterday and then right. they decided this quickly, okay, Bowles is our guy. You know what I mean? So I think there may have been some talk with there, but Rob, just throwing this out there, remember when Brady went to London to meet with the ownership before he announced that he was coming back. Was this part of the conversation? If yeah. Orenberger's right, you know what I'm
that.
Saying? Like,
yep,
right, yep. Who knows? But it's all out there. We don't know what is true at this point. But, all right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We'll be joined by Brad Turner of the LA Times in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Our next guest really needs no introduction. Friend of the show, great reporter for the LA Times, covers the Lakers, has covered everything for the LA Times. Our man, Brad Turner. What is up, bro?
BT.
Hey, Chris Pessoa, how are you, man?
Oh, wow. Here we go. Here we go.
Are you doing good, Chris?
Man, I'm so great. I tell you this, bro. If I was in L.A. as much as somebody else on this line, we'd have been having dinner many times.
Yeah, oh, right.
Oh. So who are you saying is living here in L.A. all this time? Do I know him?
Yes. And, Brad, you know, I've known you for a million years. I'm still waiting for you to take me on the town, show me L.A. I've only been here for like 6 years now. I'm still waiting.
It is, look, 6 Rob, years. Wow.
Rob Parker, I live in Pasadena, not Beverly Hills. So I'm sorry. I mean, I know you can't drive this far to Pasadena because
I know we're Pasadena. It ain't that far, but I will say this, Mr. Brad Turner. I was proud of you last night, as always, man. You're a real one. He's a real reporter. And that little exchange you had with Westbrook was good. I mean, and I saw you guys, he gave you a little hug at the end. It was no big deal, no hard feelings. Just for people who saw it, or can we explain it, Chris? Or
do we
have it, Rob G,
the sound? We probably can play. Basically, Brad, you asked him what needs to be done differently now that they're the 11th seed. And Westbrook kind of pushed back. I don't know. What you think? You know, that kind of thing. And you stood your ground. Well, y'all need to win. You know? It was good. That's what reporters got to do. You can't back down from the questioning. And it showed the respect he had for you, though, that he gave you that love, even though you challenged him.
And look, I appreciate that part of it, but I'll start it this way. When Russell walked into the post-game press conference, he walked in and did what he normally does, which is text as he's walking into the room. And he's doing this text exchange with someone, and he sits down, and he's still texting. So he's done that all year long.
He did, right.
That is a true sign of disrespect to us in the media. But okay, fine, that's your thing. We had to wait, and I'm going to say 45 seconds or so, before we had to ask him, was he ready to talk? And he looked down at his phone and said, yes, he was. He was being asked a question by Mike Trudell from Spectrum Sports, and he gave Mike a 3 or 4 word answer. I thought, okay, this is not going very well tonight, not going very far. Again, Mike asked him a second question. There were 2 more questions. And I kept thinking to myself, I don't have anything for Russ tonight because we're not going to get anything where it's worthy of a quote. So why waste his time and our time? But then it dawned on me, you know what? I do have a question. And that question simply was, hey, Russ, you guys have now fallen out of the playing game. What needs to change? And he was what? Nothing? Nothing at all. And I'm thinking to myself, nothing? What do you mean by that? And then, of course, he flips it as to be asking me now, well, what do you think needs to change? Winning. Win. You won 31 games this year. And, you know, and he's like a duh. We know that. Well, you asked me a question. I gave you my answer. But we win. Now he's pissed because he's about to leave, and I'm thinking he's going to leave. All I want to do is get my phone off the desk so I can start the recording. And now my response is, no, I guess what? Play hard, execute? But that's not a question I can answer. I need you to give me the answer. He goes, well, I don't have an answer. Do you have an answer? I am not the professional, Russell.
Right.
You are the pro, and no one cares what I think. I want to hear you say this so that I can now tell the readers and Laker fans what Russell Westbrook thinks about what they need to do. And he said he does not have an answer. But hell, if he ain't got one and I don't play and they got 7 games left, I ain't got one for him because I don't know.
No,
I'm not in the film sessions. I just don't know.
Speaking of that, with 7 games left, are they going to make the play-in? I mean, it doesn't look like it, BT. Like, I said a few weeks ago that they weren't going to make the playoffs, and I guess I was saying, right, Chris, that they'd make the play-in, but they would lose.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to make the play-in. What do you think with the schedule they have left?
Well, before they played last night, the Lakers had the second most difficult schedule remaining. So they lose to Dallas. Now they have Utah tomorrow night. Now, for some reason, the Lakers have beat Utah twice this year. Now, during those games, either LeBron played or AD played, but they beat them. Go figure. Right. But they got Utah. They come back and have New Orleans on Friday. New Orleans has beat them twice. One of the games, they came from 23 down on Sunday. Then they get the Denver Nuggets. Denver is fighting for that fifth spot with Utah in the West. And then they go here. How about this? They go to the Phoenix Suns, which just beat them by 3,000 points the last time they played.
Right.
And then they get the Golden State Warriors, who they've actually split with, so they're a little wobbly. And then, you know, they come home, they get OKC, but OKC has beat the Lakers twice, and they finish at Denver. I don't know. I don't know if they can get two more wins. Now, I think they need at least three more wins to get in, because tonight we have...
They don't have the tiebreaker either.
They don't. San Antonio plays Memphis tonight. Let's just say San Antonio loses. So now the Lakers are back into the 10th spot. Well, San Antonio's next two games after that are against the Portland Trailblazers. And we know what they're doing. They might want to sign me to a 5-day contract, not 10 days, just so they can have enough bodies out there to play. So you would assume that's two more wins for them. Now, after those two games, San Antonio has some difficult teams they face. No, so I just don't know, man. I think it's going to come down to the end, the last two or three games before we know. But that's next week. So we'll see.
BT, where are you at on the – I mean, what do you know about the possibility of them trading Anthony Davis this summer or this offseason?
You know, right now it's just fodder. It's talk. It's what people think they should try and do. My coworker, Bill Plasky, actually wrote they should trade LeBron James. How about that? Now, that's not going to happen. I, for one, don't think they should even entertain that thought with AD. AD still is too young, too skilled. You have to find out, well, he has to figure out a way to make himself stay healthy. And if he truly wants to become one of the top five best players in the league again, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to train. He's got to get his body right. And he's got to play with a fire all 82 games. I don't want to say he's got to play like Giannis, but he needs to play like Giannis, as if every game matters. And his life depends on it. I think that's there. I've seen that with AD. I saw the shot he hit against the Denver Nuggets in the bubble. I recall last year in the playoffs when AD had a very bad first game against the Suns. And then in game two, they could do nothing with him. That's the AD I want to see all the time, not some of the times. But first, he's got to play in games.
What about Frank Vogel's future? Is he done no matter what this year?
Yeah, right.
Man, it does not look good for Frank. I mean, I can't sit here and say unequivocally he's gone, but maybe I can say it looks like he just won't be around. I just don't see how you can keep him. His voice is just not resonating with the guys anymore. And someone always takes the fall. You're not going to start trading guys. I mean, right now they have, four guys on the contract for next year? So who do you get rid of? You always trade the coach and try and find someone else.
What about Pelinka? Is he safe?
No, Pelinka, he's safe. I mean, he has a strong relationship with Jeannie Buss. With Linda Rambis.
I was going to say Rambis, more importantly, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, so you still give him a chance. Well, his chance becomes because he fires the coach and they go find someone new to come in. So and is this team that they put together all of Rob's making and his doing? No, it is not. LeBron and AD played a significant role in this getting done, especially having Russell Westbrook on this team.
You think they can trade? I mean, what are the chances? They obviously, I would think, going to try to trade Westbrook.
Yes.
You think they'll be able to? Because he got that big contract that expires, so I would think they should be able to.
You know, Chris, I'm hearing, as we talk to people on the league, there is a chance. Now, they might get 2 cents on the dollar,
They'll probably take it.
But my understanding is that there are some small market teams that want to clear cap space. At the same time, they have some up-and-coming star on their team that they want to pay. And in order to pay that guy, they need to have more cap space. So they send back two players that might have 3 years on their contract.
Yep.
And they might be marginal to decent players. And the Lakers take those players back and send rush to said team because there's space to do that and they get off his contract within a year. So it's possible. It's just that it takes some work. It takes some understanding of the cap system and it just takes being you know, having some ingenuity and trying to get it done. And if you have to use that bad pick, then you do it.
All right. That is our man, Brad Turner. You hear why we love him. Keep up the great work, brother.
Man, thank you so much. And Chris, I'm going to fly out to the East Coast and take you to dinner, buddy.
Yeah, I bet you will. That's so mad, man.
When you out here, it's on me. Real talk. I don't know when you'll be out here, but let me know.
Chris is hoping that it'll be the day after never, so he don't have to pay.
Nah. It's on me, man. It's on me.
All right, bro.
All right, BT. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yep. All right, more iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, you know, we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities. Las Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it's always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement, endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Rob, the Eastern Conference in the NBA is stacked. I mean, it's just jam-packed, Rob. There is a 4.5-game separation between the first seed right now is Miami and the sixth seed, which is Toronto. So we don't know who's facing who. You don't know who's getting Brooklyn. I tell you what, if I'm the number one seed, obviously, you're confident. You think you can win. Man,
that ain't a great matchup.
Oh, my gosh. First round? You got to see them? And, Rob, I got some interesting numbers for you. This will shock you. It shocked me, and they will shock all of our listeners. You will be pleased, though, as somebody who is picking. Are you picking Brooklyn to win the whole thing? You're picking
them
to win
it.
Okay.
Them, yep.
The whole thing. Check these numbers out, because obviously defense is a question mark for them, right? Well, the New Jersey Nets last year in
Brooklyn
last year in the playoffs, Rob, they had the fourth best defensive rating in the playoffs.
Did they really? Wow.
Yes. They had the first best opponent's field goal percentage. They held opponents to 43% shooting. That was best in the playoffs. Mm. And they had the second best opponent's three-point shooting in the playoffs. So it showed that they can turn it up. Now, they're not going to – those numbers are great, but I don't expect them to become the bad boy Pistons. But if they just buckle down and do it, and Kyrie showed against Harden that he can when he wants to. He rarely wants to, hardly ever in his career. But when he wants to, and last year's playoffs are evidence, they can play adequate defense. And so that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, if they do it and they come to play, and you know playoffs, you don't play back-to-backs. It's every other night. You know what right. I mean? You could get up for games. It's just about whether you're willing to do it and the energy you put in it. If they can stay healthy, I think they have a great chance. I really do. It's all about health. If those two guys, I'm going to put my money on those two guys in big spots. They've won championships. They've made big shots. Everybody can't say that. And I'm not knocking Miami. I'm surprised they're still at the top where they are late.
Well, it's so close. They're half game up on Milwaukee. So yeah. If they're playing Boston now, if they lose tonight, now all of a sudden they're tied with Milwaukee. I don't know who has the tiebreaker between those two.
Right.
But Boston and Miami are playing in a tight game right now. Another storyline emerging in the East, Rob, is that, you know, Toronto, you can't, you know, they still got vaccination rules. And in the last game up in Toronto, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown didn't play. Now people start speculating.
Oh,
well, Jason
vaccinated.
Tatum has said he's vaccinated. He said it before the season. So maybe it was just a legitimate sitting out. But here's the thing. And those two did play in the earlier game in Toronto.
All right. So.
All right. But so I think the rules may have changed up there. I'm not sure if they're requesting a booster, whatever. But anyway, Philadelphia and Boston, Rob, have not told the media yet that their teams are fully vaccinated. They have not answered that question for the media. So if Tatum got vaccinated, I don't know about Brown. Obviously, you would think Tatum would be willing to do a booster, or if there's something else he needs to do, second dose or whatever. But that could be a factor, whether it's Boston or whoever playing Toronto. If some of these players that we haven't thought about aren't vaccinated, then that could be an issue.
Big time. Yeah, and what if the Nets, I don't know, have to play? And Kyrie?
Well, no, that's right. I mean, they won't meet them in the first round.
No, I'm not saying the first round, but yeah, eventually
Kyrie might not be able to play. If Toronto fell, if somehow they fell below Cleveland to the seventh seed, they'd have to play Toronto in the play-in.
Right.
And so, yeah, it could be an issue in these playoffs. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. Keep it locked right here, Mike Harmon, Jason Smith, because those brothers, they bring the heat!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.